and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
Whether you're needing a pole barn, a steel building, a shop, a garage, or any kind of ag building, MRSK Buildings is who you should call. With over 20 years of experience, this family-owned business will meet or exceed your expectations. Stop by and see Jeff or Brady at MRSK Buildings, 2604 West Highway 50 in Emporia, across from Bluestem. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local. And we're happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning. Partly cloudy, 30 degrees on our way to 41 before it is all said and done today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by ESU Bridge and Intercultural Center Coordinator Percy Holt, talking about activities honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on the campus of Emporia State University this month. Percy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
We're doing well here so far. How's the first part of the second semester going in your office?
It's going pretty good. We were able to get prepared before winter break, and so we were a little bit ready to kind of hit the ground running when the semester started, kind of getting excited for students to get involved and show up to some events this semester.
Well, that's really our focal point here today, and specifically when it revolves around Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the annual really observance of Dr. King's impact and legacy here. So what does the schedule have right now for the way it sounds next week?
So for right now, on January 22nd, which is a Wednesday, we're doing a day of service on campus. So on the Memorial Union Main Street, students, faculty, and staff will have the opportunity to come by. We'll be tabling, and we're going to be creating letters of encouragement and support for students that will be in Corky's Cupboard. So we're going to be partnering with Basic Needs on campus to be able to have students, you know, pick up these little letters and just have little words of support and encouragement, maybe, you know, boost their mood, help them get through the semester, something like that. And then on Thursday, the 23rd, we'll have the MLK commemoration dinner. So this event is open to students, staff, faculty, and members of the Emporia community. We'll be in the Preston Family Room, which is on the second floor of the Memorial Union, and from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., we'll just be together, eating dinner, talking about opportunities that students will have on campus, possibly in the community. And then anyone that wasn't able to come to the Day of Service event will also have the opportunity to make their own letters of encouragement and support to also help with basic needs.
I want to go to the 22nd, the Tuesday activities for the Day of Service. What's your perspective here on really why it's important for ESU to have, in general terms, a Day of Service connected to with Dr. Martin Luther King and specifically the letters of encouragement and support to Corky's Cupboard?
Well, as we all know, that a lot of what Dr. King did, you know, built support and encouragement within his community to work towards, you know, justice and the rights of his people. And so with this event specifically, I wanted to focus on kind of working on building that community. Some students might be new this semester, or some students might not know that Corky's Cupboard exists or Basic Needs exists. And so not only is the purpose of this event is to, you know, help build community within the students, faculty, and staff on campus to be more open about encouragement and support with each other, but also to help other students know that Basic Needs is here on campus and they can get the support that they need from us on campus to help support them through their academic career.
Well, Percy, how important is it to keep Dr. King's legacy alive and do it in the proper way?
I feel like it's pretty important to keep his legacy alive so we remember how far we've come, you know, what we've accomplished. I know sometimes it can feel like maybe it feels like we might not have done enough, or sometimes it can feel like we have a long way to go. But, you know, remembering Dr. King and looking back at all that he's done, we remember that they did a lot and they got us to where we are today. So, you know, because of them, I'm able to help other students also understand Dr. King's legacy and help them see his purpose and his fight in what we do today.
Percy, this is a question that kind of dovetails off of what Ron just requested of you, and it really is parts of King's message that resonate most with you personally, whether it's, say, in a personal realm or in your role here as bridge coordinator and intercultural center coordinator.
Well, let's see. That's a good one. For me personally, I would say, when it comes to Dr. King and everything that he's done, like, a lot of people see him as, you know, a spearhead, a figurehead for his community. And I know with a lot of the work that I do, I can be seen as someone like that, even though I tell my team all the time that, you know, we do this work together. You know, I wouldn't be able to do this work without you. And even though I might be at the forefront of, you know, planning these events for the community and helping bringing people together, I don't want, you know, my team or anyone to forget that I couldn't have these events without them. You know, if I didn't have students, faculty, and staff supporting me, like all of the people in the community that supported Dr. King, I wouldn't, you know, be able to do what I do and be able to enjoy doing what I do as well.
Now, I have to ask here, Percy, and kind of looping back here to the activities on the 23rd, specifically the commemoration dinner. You said it's open to students, faculty, staff, and the community. Is it free to attend? What's on the menu, and how is the flow of that commemoration dinner going to go? Are you going to have some special speakers that will be part of that?
So, yes, the event is free to attend. All I have to do is show up and enjoy themselves, have a good time. For dinner, Fresh Ideas will be having catering lasagna for us. I know there were some people in the past that really enjoyed that meal selection, and so I figured we'd do it again since so many people enjoy it. And then as for the program itself, at 6, people will come, dinner will be ready, and they can, you know, get food, and then my director might have some words to say. I might have some words to say, and then we will have, like, Black Student Union and Sister Circle and some other RSOs at the event. And so if they come and they have some things that they would like to say, we'll give them the opportunity to as well, probably while folks are just kind of, like, dining and just sitting around.
Percy, I have one more question here for you before we wrap things up and reset the schedule here for next week. And, you know, obviously in other places across the country, university DEI programs have been under attack for a while. And in the business sector, they're starting to come off the table. I wanted to get your thoughts here on really kind of the atmosphere on campus when it comes to DEI, and your perspective here on whether DEI programs are important for students now and down the road.
Yeah, I do believe DEI programs are pretty important, and I'm not saying that as someone that works in DEI, you know, but without diversity, equity, inclusion, you know, on campus, students might have a harder time finding, you know, their community, their group, you know, coming from college or maybe coming from a 2-year institution to a 4-year institution, you might not have any friends that are coming with you, or you might not know about all of the different groups on campus or opportunities available, and you might not know what resources are available to you on campus. And so the whole purpose of diversity, equity, inclusion is to make sure that students are aware that there's a place for them on campus, There's a community for them on campus. There's people that are here to help you, to support you through your time of education, and to make sure that all of your needs get met so they can focus on being the best student, the best athlete, the best researcher, whatever they choose to do. And so it is nice to know that Emporia State does, you know, support our DEI initiatives on campus, and I really enjoy being able to help students, you know, find a new scholarship maybe that they might need, or introducing them to a recognized student organization to help them build community, or find new friends on campus so they have those bonds and connections that will last them after they leave here at ESU.
Okay, Percy, let's set the stage again here for what's taking place on campus honoring Martin Luther King here next week.
All right, so Wednesday, January 22nd, we have our day of service on the MU Main Street doing letters of encouragement and support from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then Thursday, January 23rd, we have the commemoration dinner from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the second floor of the Memorial Union in the Preston Family Room.
Percy, thanks so much for joining us here today. Hope you have a good turnout for both activities next week.
Yeah, thanks, Percy.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm glad you, you know, I can come out and talk about what we got going on campus.
Anytime, Percy. Thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks, Percy.
You too. Bye-bye.
ESU Bridge and Intercultural Center Coordinator Percy Holt joining us, talking about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. activities on the Emporia State campus next week.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, we do have several of our dates open next week. So check the schedule, kvue.com/calendar, and see what works for you, and let us know.